Item 5 is a rezoning at 595 Sargent Avenue under file DAZ 216 of 2010. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following items will also be heard at the same time. Item 6, a conditional use at 595 Sargent Avenue under file DCU 15225-4-2010D. And item 7, a variance at 595 Sargent Avenue under file DAV 15225-5-2010D.
Do you want me to take the chair, Councillor Smith?
Okay.
Thank you.
Is that another one or is that something else?
No,
okay.
No,
okay, so we have a number of people in opposition, but we'll start with the applicant, Mr. Sidney Green.
Mr. Chairman and Councillors, I note that I am listed as the applicant. In my letter I said the writer represents AMC Pawn Shop Limited, who wishes to apply, presently located at 577 Sargent Avenue. And the actual applicant, just for your information, is AMC Pawn Shop, which presently operates at 577 Sargent. And Mr. Chincha, who is sitting next to me, is the real applicant. I am his spokesman. I also want you to know that in making this application, I was guided entirely by the city administration staff. They didn't tell me to make it. As a matter of fact, they told me it would never succeed. But they told me if we want to do this, if we want to move an existing business three doors away to another location, which is far superior to the one that we are in, and close the one that we are in, we have to go through this procedure. Guided by that administrative advice, we did it. And we are accordingly before you on something which I suspect was never anticipated by the new legislation. The new legislation, under which deals with pawn shops, and I'm not commenting on one way or the other, is that you cannot have a pawn shop in this area. It doesn't close the pawn shop that we are in. And I don't think that when people, councillors, were passing it, I used to do this myself, so I'm not being critical, that they, when they were doing it, they thought that they would prevent somebody moving next door, closing one door, moving next door, into a superior premises. But it happens to be, according to the administration, the consequences. Now I want you to know that when Mr. Tinsa first wanted to deal with this situation, he didn't go to a lawyer. He went to the city zoning department and said, I want to move from 577 Sargent Avenue to 595 Sargent, where I am presently engaged in the operation of another business. I will close 577, and I want you to know that the new premises will be much superior in appearance, aesthetics, and everything else to the old premises, and I'm not criticizing the old one. I've been to 577 Sargent. I happen to have been to many pawn shops in Winnipeg. This is the neatest pawn shop that you will ever walk into. That is my prediction. It is as neat as a drugstore. And Mr. Sinsa saw no problem in saying, I want to move next door. And the person who he spoke to said he should have no problems to just move down the street. She gave a sensible answer, but apparently it wasn't a correct answer because he was soon contacted by the zoning department who said, sorry, there's a bylaw now that says that pawn shops are prohibited in that area. And in order to get this, you have to apply for rezoning. And furthermore, and this is told to me, you won't get it. I don't know that the administration can pre-veto an application, but that's what I was told. And I see that the
veto. I don't think it was a veto. I think it was an opinion.
It's not only an opinion, it becomes the recommendation. Three recommendations. But in any event, I know that it's not a veto. That's why I'm here. I'm here because I know that ultimately the authority lies with council, and that council will be sensible. We do not bite off our nose to spite our face. We're not asking for an extra pawn shop in the area. You're either going to have the old pawn shop, Mr. Sinsa's not going to go out of business, or a new pawn shop, which is superior in all respects to what he is operating. And if this application is refused, you will still have a pawn shop in the area. It's not going to change the number of pawn shops to let him move his premises to the new location. The people who you are protecting in the area, I indicate to you that I have about 1,600 signatures on a petition, which I present to you. I looked at the address, and they're all in the area. And the petition says simply, and I'm paraphrasing now, I don't have it in front of me, but I'll trust my memory, that we approve of having Mr. ASC Pond move from 575 to 595 to continue to service our community. So regardless of how you feel one way or the other about pawn shops, and I don't want to go into that debate. I've had it in this council before, and I suspect I will have it again. It is a moot point with regard to this application. The pawn shop is presently in operation, legally in operation. You are not going to prohibit its existing operation. What we are asking, and it could be a condition, because I see that one of the recommendations is that we do not permit the establishment of a pawn shop located within 1,000 feet of another pawn shop. That's the one we're closing. So it won't be located within 1,000 feet of another pawn shop. It's the same pawn shop that. And if there has to be an undertaking, then that will be given. And I think if you do, if it is a conditional use, even in the new situation, then one of the conditions is that you close 575. And that will not be a problem, because that's why we're here. We're trying to improve what is now being done. And the recommendation is that you continue to operate in a horse and buggy when you could be driving a Jaguar. And I just don't see the ultimate good sense was expressed by the staff person, and I can't name her, but I'd love to, who Mr. Chinsa got in touch with, who said, you should have no problem just to move down the street. That's all we want to do. And I don't know what possible opposition there could be to that, and the petition indicates that the residents don't see a problem.
Well, what about the whole fact that you could establish, someone else could establish a pawn shop at AMC's present location?
I'm sorry?
Someone else could establish.
Not if they have to open a new pawn shop.
The only
grandfather rights in the bylaw are the existing pawn shop.
You can ask the staff about that after.
The only one that can do it is the one that's existing. You can't establish a new one at 575.
space will it take in the new location?
Mr. Center, how much space in the new location would the pond have?
Well, 25% of the location.
Well, are you going to have a wall? Are you going to separate in some way?
Absolutely.
5 years from now, it can be expanded without us even having any control over it.
Well, I've been in business for 24 years, and now the pawn shop operates just like when I was in business in Sergeant Langside and now 577 Sergeant Avenue. The pawn counter doesn't even take up 10% of the retail space. The majority of the area is retail. So by me saying 25% of the location of 10,000 square feet, for me to operate a pawn area at 25,000 square feet is very large.
So you're saying you'd have a wall established?
No, it wouldn't be separated.
It would be separated.
It would be walking into a different area. Just the same as the old cash converters that had their retail area and they had their buying area. It was separated by separate carpet, separate appeal. It's not going to be a wall where you're going to walk through one door into another door. That's just not very appealing to anyone.
But the area that you would be, and the pawnbrokers would be identified. And it would be your outward appearance. I mean, if you go by it now, well, I don't want to criticize my client, but the pawn shop location and the nature of its advertising, the new place will be much, in my opinion, superior.
Okay. Any further questions? You'll have an opportunity to come back up and rebuttal when the other people have spoken. Is there anybody else in support of this application? Okay, we can now move to those in opposition. I did want to clarify one question with the staff. No, it's okay, Mr. Green. You can come back after. Just regarding in the report, it says that even if these people move out of that building, if that building is sold subsequently, that a new person could establish a... Is that accurate that they could establish a pawn shop under the grandfathered rights? I know you're saying no, but the report says the opposite of that.
For 1 year and 1 day.
For 1 year, they cannot. So after a year's time, somebody else could establish.
The other way around.
The other, with,
for a year, within a year, somebody could establish a pawn shop.
Within a year.
Rights to that, to a pawn use of that facility for 1 year and 1 day. Regardless of...
So they'd have to do it within the first year after it moved out. They would still have the rights. Okay. I just wanted to clarify that one point, but...
you haven't had a chance for rebuttal, sorry.
Yeah, you'll have a chance to come up after everyone else has spoken and speak to that again. We can get some more clarification on that issue. Okay, in opposition, I have a number of people. If you wish to speak, please come forward. You can also just ask to be recorded in opposition. So first I have Kurt Wakeman. Do you wish to speak or just be recorded in opposition? Recorded? Okay. Belinda Swans?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be recorded.
Thank you. Mike Majel? You here? Okay. So we record you. Sydney Corchain? Are you here? Sydney Corchain. Albert Christine?
Yeah.
Ricky? Recorded? Thank you. Penny Kovacs? Yeah, sure. Come right up to the table. It's okay. We won't bite.
In regards to it being a much better building and a better location, I would agree. And that's why, as a resident, I'd like to see it used, an ideal location like that be used for something other than a pawn shop, since we have enough pawn shops in the area, and that would be a really good space to be used for something that would benefit the community a lot more and be more appealing to other people coming through the community. So the fact that it's a more appealing location just reinforces in me that it shouldn't be used for a pawn shop.
Okay, thank you. Larry Gregan?
I have something for the counselors. The key is that several bad things can happen if this move is approved, but no one is worse off if the applicant stays where he is. The applicant does have the legal right to expand in his current location. The conjecture that you were presented with, that counselors did not intend to prevent a move to a nearby improved premise, that's just that. It's a conjecture. The point is, as you just heard, to protect the property and the neighborhood. As you well know, government can make laws like this. The biggest social revolution in our time by such laws has been where it has been made very difficult for people to engage in the legal business of producing and selling tobacco. This is not an unusual thing as society progresses. It's bad precedent to rezone to avoid the principle of planned development overlays, which prohibit pawn shops on main streets. And this is the point. Sargent is a main street in our community. Look at this very important intersection. The investment that Safeway made at this location when it closed another location at Ellison Wall. The bank there, this is the type of anchor block that you want the positive benefit for the whole biz of the neighborhood to spread, rather than the negative business to encroach upon it. Think of the formerly underused block between the same two streets on Portage Avenue. Remember that? You see how it's used now in a much more effective, profitable, and attractive way and healthy way for the community. 25% of the address doesn't matter. The zoning's for the whole address. And there is no, absolutely zero guarantee that you and the community can be given today that we're not going to end up with two pawn shops. There is no guarantee you can give us that that 1,000-foot buffer isn't going to be waived. And I'd refer you to the writing that I think Fred Curry submitted to you on that. Evidence that pawn shops hurt property values. Let me talk about my property value. In 2000, my wife and I considered it a partnership, thank you, City of Winnipeg. We partnered with the City of Winnipeg when we bought my property. We bought 640 Maryland Street for $8,000. And it was assessed at $47,500. We bought it going into the 2000 tax program, where we had our property taxes $500 on for 3 years. And it was great. We put in $70,000 the next year. And then when that the assessment then reflected the actual value of the previous year, it's $15,500. Now we're assessed at $150,000. We could actually get that much for it. And we don't mind at all paying our taxes on that assessed value. That's great. Thank you, City of Winnipeg. That's your investment, that's my investment, and it's paying off for us all. But it also pays off for low-income people in our community. We have had a great success in Spence neighborhood and surrounding neighborhoods. We've had community development take place without a great displacing gentrification. And what that means is that we have a place in Winnipeg where low-income people can live in a diverse social economic community. Higher income people can live in a diverse social, economic, cultural community, and it's a great place. So that attractiveness and dependability upon our partnership with the city, where we go into a neighborhood and invest in it, that the city's not going to pull that investment out from underneath us, is key, not just for people who have money to invest in the neighborhood, but for the people who don't, to have a diverse neighborhood. So the bottom line really comes down to, it is so not a matter for us that we will accept a location at this location if they close the other one. It is this location. But that is a great zoning law that was put there for this very purpose right now, to protect this. And we're glad to stand up for a neighborhood and make this presentation. It's a prohibited use, and we support you in the ability you have to just say no. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Okay. Sue McKenzie.
Just recorded, please.
Thank you very much. Susan Radstrom.
Hello, my name is Susan Radstrom, and I'm a resident of the Spence neighborhood. I lived there for just over 2 years, and I love living there. It's a great place. I've never lived anywhere in the city before that had such a feeling of welcoming feeling, friendly neighbors. I'm very happy to live there, to be fixing up my house, to be investing in the community. And when we moved in, we knew that it was still an area that was going through some challenges. We're really happy to be a part of that solution. And one reason that we are optimistic about the neighborhood is such things as the plan overlay. And when reading this, that we can see that the city also takes seriously the actual character of the neighborhood. And in keeping of the main street feel of Sargent, and having appropriate usages of stores in keeping with the fact that it is a residential area. There's many families that live in the neighborhood, many more families moving into the neighborhood, and I would strongly support the fact that this is kept intact, this plan overlay that I have a copy of here. So under the plan overlay, as you know, the pawn shop is listed as prohibited, and I would then therefore speak against this proposal. As Larry just mentioned, there's no guarantee that there won't be two pawn shops, and I am not in favor of this being a use in my own residential neighborhood, of which I'm very happy to be a part of, and I want to invest in it, and I want it to just become a better community, and I don't see this proposal as being a part of that. So I would encourage all of you to keep in mind the plan overlay and make your decision regarding that. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Sheila Hazard. Thank you. Don Medina.
Okay. My name is Don Medina. I'm the housing coordinator with Spence Neighborhood. We've had a meeting on this. We've been looking at it. And I want to back up some of the other statements that the location there at Safeway is certainly in a larger location. It would be a shame to change that into a pawn shop. Outside the overlay zone, there's opportunity there. There's, you know, there are many other places in Winnipeg where somebody can make a pawn shop or put a pawn shop. So it doesn't need to be in that particular residential. And we pushed hard for that overlay. We wanted that overlay to protect it. We wanted to make sure that there wasn't another pawn shop done. And I think the 100 feet or the 1,000 feet variance request shows that the applicant's aware of that possibility of having two pawn shops.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I hope I'm reading this right. Aproba, Deb? Aproba. Was it backward? No, Aproba. There you are. Do you just want to be recorded?
Yeah.
Thank you. John Stenza? Suzessa? Sorry. That's you. It's in the wrong spot. Put it in the wrong order. We've already got you here. Sorry. Maggie Friesen. Yeah. Sorry.
I have been in this for 30 years now.
Could you move up the road so I can hear?
Yeah. Just right here.
Well, I was told I talked too much and too loud. Anyways, I've lived in the Spence neighborhood for about 30 years, and I'm a close neighbor to the pawn shop. I'm well
Where
aware.
Are you in relationship?
Pardon?
Where are you in relationship to the pawn shop?
I'm about a block half a block one way, half a block the other way on 49 Young Street, which is very close. I'm also familiar with the building that they want to move into. And I think my biggest point is, yes, they are in a pawn shop where they are now. There's nothing we can do about it, and we're accepting that. If they move to 595A, we have no guarantee whatsoever that it's not going to be a bigger one. Yes, 25% now, 75% next week, and who knows. Furthermore, the existing one is a license for another year and one day, another week. And yes, somebody can buy it and open another pawn shop, and bingo, we now have two. So with the zoning variance for the new one, then the old one could be sold for a pawn shop. I mean, this gentleman's second cousin or friend down the street could buy it and make a pawn shop out of it. As a realtor, pawn shops are not something that enhance the property value of my house. They just don't. There are certain buildings, certain businesses that are positive, and there's certain ones that are not so positive. Pawn shops are not the most positive types of businesses that will enhance the property value of those of us that live there. And yes, we have endured. We have seen the worst of the area. We are now seeing, and as Larry said, thank you to the city, a vast improvement in the neighborhood. And with the overlay, we hope to keep it that way. So I would definitely be against the zoning variance.
Thank you very much. Lynn Somerville?
I've lived in the Spence area for about 35 years, and my major concern is that if you're allowed to move, I've lived in the Spence area for 35 years, and my major concern is that if they are allowed to move, somebody else could move into 577 and set up a pawn shop, and we definitely don't want that. As somebody's already mentioned, Safeway put a lot of money into fixing up Safeway, and we want to keep the community improving, and so at 577 they have 4,966 square feet, and if they move to 595 they have 9,994 square feet. So it's a larger space. But like I said, the major concern is that 577 could be opened up within a year for another pawn shop.
Okay, thank you very much. Matthew John Romsky.
There is evidence that pawn shops hurt property values, particularly residential property values. This likely occurs because of the association that most people have with pawn shops, between pawn shops and stolen goods. Now, even if that perception is wrong, it still affects neighboring property. Perceptions strongly influence financial matter. I offer the stock market as exhibit A.
Yeah, it's okay if he stands over there because he can't hear as well. That's all right. Yeah, that's fine, Mr. Green. No problem. It's okay. That's no problem. Thank you. Just trying to hear.
Many jurisdictions ban them within a fixed distance of residential and other community-oriented uses. In BC, they're banned in proximity to casinos because of the connection to property crime. This is an excerpt from something said by Thomas J. Miles of the University of Chicago Law School.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, is there any further people who wish to speak in opposition whose name has not been called? Hearing none, the applicant, if you'd like to come back, and you, as you know the process very well, I'm sure you can rebut to anything that's been said already.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I and members, I don't wish to become confrontational with what has been said. At the same time, I make no apology for the honorable business in which my client is engaged. He and his family are engaged in an honorable, lawful business. And municipal law does not permit a municipality to judge morally the nature of a business in dealing with zoning. And if that's what it comes to, we will have another way of dealing with this, but I don't wish to become controversial. The people who spoke about a guarantee. My client previously moved from 539 to 575. They had control over 539, and they gave a stipulation that 539 would not be sold for 1 year to anybody unless they undertook not to run a pawn shop. And we can make the same stipulation now that 575 will not be sold to anybody who intended to run a pawn shop within 1 year of the date of the sale. And therefore, there will be no grandfather rights. And if people want a guarantee, we have no objection to that stipulation being put into the conditional use variation that 575 be prevented from being sold for 1 year to anybody who intends to run it as a pawn shop. That is not a problem. That's a guarantee that we can give to those people who say there is no guarantee. What they are guaranteed if there is no change is that the existing pawn shop will continue. That's a guarantee. And, you know, there was one young lady who says she loves the area. She moved there years ago, and she loves it. She moved to an area where there is a pawn shop. She's been living there for several years, and she loves it. So, does she want the existing one to continue? Or would she rather have an improved one? Now, I am determined. I know that there are some people who think that pawnbrokers are something less than honorable people. They are honorable people in every way. They have families. They live their lives, they do good things in the same way as people running other businesses. And I do not think that there should be any refusal to make this sensible change, a move virtually next door, on the basis that it is an unhealthy activity.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Green. Okay. Is there any further discussion or with the staff or anything or questions or Councilor Smith?
I'd like to question clarified about another pawn shop.
No, Mr. Green. No, he was asking the staff.
I thought he wanted to ask.
No,
me.
He was asking the staff. Thank you,
Mr. Chairman. If I could just make 3 points that weren't addressed during the resident's presentation. The first point I want to make. In the zoning bylaw, there's a section on nonconformities. This pawn shop that's operating at 577 is considered a legal nonconformity, meaning that it's grandfathered in under the existing bylaw, even though it's a prohibited use. But what it says in the zoning bylaw, it's very clear. It says a protected nonconformity that existed prior to the effective date of this bylaw remains a protected nonconformity. However, the intent of this bylaw is to permit a nonconformity to continue until it is removed, but not to encourage its survival. So we heard that the intent was to improve the situation of the pawn shop. We heard that it's a superior facility, that it's a newer facility, that it's a more appealing location. It's clear in the zoning bylaw the intent of non-conforming uses is to phase them out and to not encourage their survival. So that's point number one. Number two, in the administrative report, we indicate all the zoning districts for pawn shops can be accommodated within the C2, C3, C4, MMU, M1, and M2 zoning districts. So there's six zoning districts within the city where a pawn shop is permitted as a conditional use. So I think right there are many places where the pawn shop could be located if they were looking at a different premises. But within the Planned Development Overlay District, it's very clear council's intent is for pawn shops to be a prohibited use. And there's a number of PDOs throughout the city, Sargent Avenue being one of them, Corydon Avenue, Osborne, Ellis, Selkirk. The same restrictions apply on all those neighborhood main streets. The third point I wanted to make is Mr. Green indicated that you could simply attach a condition to 577, basically restricting a pawn shop from establishing there. You're not allowed to attach a condition to a property that's not subject to an application. So this is on 595 Sargent. So legally, you cannot attach a condition restricting 577 Sargent. So that's not a legal option that can be considered here.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else, Councilor Smith?
No.
Okay. You can proceed with the motions.
Move the report that the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
Aye. Move to receive the public representation be included.
All those in favor?